You mentioned earlier today during your talk that the Sea Shepherds changed tack, so to speak, in 2000. What made you decide to do that?
Opportunity, really. That was when we got into a partnership with Ecuador over the protection of the Galapagos and the Galapagos Marine Reserve. And we realized what we could accomplish through that kind of partnership. So since 2000, we've provided a patrol boat. We set up an AIS system in the Galapagos. We've provided a canine unit to sniff out smuggling wildlife parts and everything. We've provided legal advice and all this. So it's been a 18-year partnership with Ecuador over there, and it's worked out very well. Since then, we've now partnered with numerous countries, Mexico, Gabon, Liberia, Tanzania, Italy, and that's working out extremely well. Because, see, the problem that we've had over the years is we can operate in international waters, and we use the United Nations World Charter for Nature as our mandate to do it. That allows for non-government organizations to intervene, although the law is still pretty, on the fence. This way, we have absolute authority when we intervene. Say, for instance, in Mexico, we've been there for 4 years. Now, the first 3 years were really frustrating because we had permission to go out and confiscate nets. We had permission to find poachers, and we were finding poachers, but every time we found them, we called the Navy. It'd take them hours to come, and then there was nobody to arrest. So this year was a change that the Mexican government put six sailors on board, armed sailors on board. So now when we find poachers, they have no choice. They have to intervene.
So do you consider yourself working for these governments?
Working in partnership with them. So this last week, or just actually this week, we're signing, in fact, I have to sign it today, really. We're signing two more convenios with the Mexican government, one to extend for Milagro 5 to return in November to protect the Paquita Refuge, and one to protect the new marine sanctuary. So we'll be having a full-time patrol boat in the marine sanctuary. I have four United States Coast Guard island class of patrol vessels. Mm-hmm. And so two of them are working with Mexico. One of them is in the Caribbean and one of them is in Australia.
Talk about Operation Milagro.
Well, Operation Milagro, which means miracle, is to prevent the extinction of the endangered vaquita and also to protect the endangered totoaba fish.
For landlubbers in Colorado, what is a vaquito and what is the totoaba fish?
The vaquita is the smallest and most endangered marine mammal or porpoise on the planet. Totoaba is a fish. It's about the same size as the vaquita, and that's why the vaquita get caught in these nets. Now, the totoaba is fished for only one thing. It's swim bladder, which is sold in China for $20,000 a kilo. So that's why there's incredible motivation to go get this fish. We actually find so many of these fishes with just their insides torn out and the carcasses are there. They set the nets in the Paquita Refuge when the totoaba are up there between November and June. And so we're just leaving now. So when they set the nets, we fly drones at night to catch them in the act, and then we go there and confiscate those nets and call in the Navy to go after them. It's a little dangerous. They've shot at us. They shot three of our drones down. Last month, they actually fired on our ship, but the Navy returned fire. Nobody was hit, fortunately. The cartels are behind this because there's so much money involved in it. $20,000 a kilo, that's a lot of money. And, I mean, we have pulled so many vaquita out of those nets, probably quite a few million dollars worth of vaquita, some alive, some dead. Right. The ones that are dead are disposed of by the Mexican government. The ones that are alive, we put back.